Now to the postbag. We have three letters from the Evening News this week. The first is from Fiona Dowson of Norwich, who comments on storytelling. Norwich storytellers wish to say a huge thank you to the Gibraltar Gardens for being so supportive in our mission to keep the oral storytelling tradition alive. The pub have been wonderful in allowing us to meet there in their lovely garden or during colder weather in the small room. Pubs are great places where meetings of all kinds can be held without having to pay a fee, leaving people with cash to spend on nice things like ale and wine. Norwich Storytelling Club meets at the Gibraltar Gardens on Higham Street on the third Tuesday of each month. Many thanks to Kim and David.
Switch on to the divine voice within, says John Myhill of Hethel. As a past my sell date old codger, I am frequently invisible to the younger generation, who may assume that I am either senile or hold unacceptable views. At their age, I was working with the elderly and mentally distressed, so had learnt that people with life experience had more to teach me than most of my own generation, but then I grew up without AI to tell me otherwise. If young people switch off AI and listen to the divine voice within, they will soon find themselves talking to new people and discovering the courage to use their unique skills to value everyone, not just those who look like them. It's easy to see the world through social media, but much harder to see the world as others see it. Are you led by experience or brainwashed by the media?
The final letter comes from our very own sound recordist, Eddie Elmhurst of Thorpe St Andrew, who comments on an office closure. It is sad that the Norwich Main Sorting Office for the Royal Mail on Thorpe Road closed their customer service counter. Over many decades, I have found their staff to be helpful. It was one little less cog in the system, I always thought, to take in my letter and to have it franked, also to check current postal rates, weights, thicknesses of envelopes and so on. I shall certainly miss our delightful conversations over so many years.